CCO Land Weather. Follow CBS News of the World next from studios, St. Paul, Minneapolis, WCCO.
Good afternoon. This is Neil Strausser in Washington. I've been sitting in this week for the vacationing Reed Collins. And all week, we've been watching the stock market in its struggle to rebound from 2.5-year lows. Today, the market started out down sharply again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 11 points at one time. There was a midday rally, but late selling has sent the average down even more. At the close, industrials were down 11.81. We'll have the full closing report later in the broadcast. Two other financial developments. The Congress completed action today on a bill to help the tight market for home mortgages. It provides $4.7 billion in fresh federal funds to underwrite home loans. And final action also today on a bill continuing at the present $150 million a year level, the federal aid for big city mass transit problems. A major problem for the city of Chicago appears solved this afternoon. Dr. Martin Luther King and his aides have reached agreement with city and real estate leaders. The city and real estate officials will press open housing measures, and Dr. King has agreed to end, at least temporarily, all those marches through those all-white neighborhoods. To show good faith, says Dr. King, the march this Sunday into Cicero is being postponed, but he says not canceled. However, for the moment at least, those Illinois National Guardsmen will not be needed in that tough Chicago suburb of Cicero. But in Wisconsin, Governor Warren Knowles has made 4 units of the Wisconsin Guard available to the Milwaukee suburb of Wauwatosa to protect civil rights marchers there. The marches have been underway for a week, with the demonstrators demanding that a circuit judge either leave the bench or resign from a fraternal organization which bars Negroes. More news in a moment.
Am I a Dynachrome convert?
You bet your life.
Friends, Mr. Groucho Marx has discovered Dynachrome, the great new color film for slides and movies. Right, Groucho?
Right. You get great color and you save money. If they'd have shot Gone with the Wind in Dynachrome, they'd have saved millions.
Friends, Dynachrome converts do get enthusiastic. So why don't you try new Dynachrome from 3M Company? Film so good, you'll forget it costs less.
Tell them Groucho told you.
A slight northward turn may have spared the islands of the Northeast Caribbean the full force of Hurricane Faith's 90-mile-an-hour winds. But the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico remain battened down, expecting at least a damaging sideswipe. On her present course, Faith will pass about 40 miles north of St. Thomas this evening and 50 to 75 miles north of San Juan, Puerto Rico, around midnight. The far-off hurricane posed no threat to the launch site at Cape Kennedy this morning, but there were troubles enough otherwise. A huge Titan IIIC rocket loaded with 8 military satellites roared off flawlessly, but 80 seconds later pitched toward the ocean and automatically blew itself up. The $20 million rocket and its $12 million worth of satellites, a dead loss, apparently. The Air Force now says it appears the rocket's fiberglass nose fairings ripped off prematurely, causing the violent maneuver. The achievements of a civilian space mission hailed here in Washington this afternoon. A report from CBS News correspondent Steve Rowan.
The National Aeronautics and Space Administration, having looked at the moon through the eyes of lunar orbiter for a few days, revealed today that Earth's natural satellite, like Mother Earth herself, is slightly pear-shaped. Gravity measurements indicate a very slight bulge, about 1/4 mile, at moon's north pole, and a very slight depression, about the same dimensions, at the south pole. William Michael of the Langley Research Center summarized the results of the lunar orbiter mission.
From what we've learned so far, we seem to have a hospitable moon. Its more romantic qualities were, of course, already well known before the arrival of lunar orbiter. But now we also find that it is not interfering with our attempts to take photographs of it. And at the same time, it seems to be revealing some new information, which may help us penetrate some of its mysteries.
Scientists expect lunar orbiter to continue circling the moon for perhaps 6 months before coming down on the lunar surface. Now here again is Neil Strausser.
In Arco, Idaho, the site where nuclear power first produced electric light, President Johnson this afternoon has again appealed to the Soviet Union to drop the Cold War and work for peaceful cooperation in this nuclear age. In the first major speech of his one-day Western tour, Mr. Johnson said the common task for the U.S. and the Soviet Union should be to search for every area of possible agreement. Next is a speech prepared for the University of Denver, a philosophical discourse in which the president says foreign policy should be an extension of domestic policy. Our safest guide to what we do abroad, he says, is always what we do at home. America, says Mr. Johnson, will defend the right of disagreement at home as well as abroad. And again, he pledged to abide by the outcome of the September elections in Vietnam. In the growing Viet Cong terror campaign coinciding with that election campaign, guerrillas disguised in Vietnamese Army fatigue uniforms killed five policemen and wounded six other persons on the outskirts of Saigon today. In the fighting north of Saigon, U.S. planes accidentally dropped a canister of napalm among U.S. 1st Infantry Division troops. Unofficial reports say seven soldiers were killed and 20 wounded. The accident came just as the troops were driving off a Viet Cong battalion after very bitter fighting. The city of Djibouti, the capital of French Somaliland, is proving considerably less than enthusiastic in its reception for President de Gaulle. Again today, there were fierce clashes with African nationalists demanding independence from France, and de Gaulle was forced to cancel a speech in the public square. De Gaulle spoke instead inside the assembly building, holding out a hope for eventual independence, but insisting that agitation and banners are not enough, he said, to establish the democratic will of the territory. More news in a moment.
I can hardly speak when I think about the week that I spent in Apple Creek, Ohio. Max Moratz for the Bell System. Apple Creek, Ohio, area code 216. You know, long-distance calling is easier and faster. Now we've got area codes and direct dialing. Makes calling out of town about as quick and easy as across town. You'll find area codes and special dialing instructions in your phone book. Dial direct to Apple Creek or anywhere.
Because of absenteeism among his supporters, Republican Senator Dirksen gave up immediate plans today to call up his school prayer amendment for a Senate vote. There is now some doubt whether the measure reversing the Supreme Court ruling banning school prayer will go before the Senate this year at all. But the Illinois senator was still pressing for it as he spoke to an American Legion group today, Dirksen taking note of the demonstrators who disrupted last week's hearings of the House Un-American Activities Committee.
When I see those who deal so lightly with the tradition, with the holy institutions of this country, that they ought to revere instead of so cynically attack, like this bearded crowd that we had here last week, then perhaps we'll find a solution to the turmoil, to the turbulence of mind that goes on in America at the moment. One would think that demonstrations have become a way of life in this country. All you do to get what you want, whether it's right or wrong, is to demonstrate. That's going to run out, too. And it has to run out.
Applause for Dirksen from the Legionnaires and the veterans of foreign wars. Today applauded Congressman Joe Poole, the chairman of the Un-American Activities Subcommittee, who promised to put a stop to the activities of what he called these Bolshevik peace advocates. And now the closing stock exchange report. Stocks closed lower on the New York Stock Exchange in active trading, the volume over 8 million shares. The Dow Jones average of 30 industrials closed down 11.81. And the New York Stock Exchange index of all stocks closed down 96 cents.
That's the latest from CBS News, Reed Collins reporting. And a look at the weather now. Then we'll have some music for you here on Boone in the Afternoon.
You'll kick yourself. Yes, kick yourself. If you buy another washer and then realize you could have had advanced Frigidaire jet action to solve today's complicated washing problem. Take the modern no-iron fabrics. Only jet action washers have the durable press care symbol that promises longer wear, better looks. Only jet action has the deep action agitator that gives durable press clothes the thorough but gentle washing they need for good wear and the cold water rinse that avoids wrinkles. Take any problem like bulky towels. Only in jet action can you get a rapid dry 1,000 spin that spins them almost dry. Only jet action is jet simple, jet dependable. No gears, no pulleys, no belts. So, go to your dealer. See more action in Frigidaire jet action.
Let's take a look at the weather right now. It's going to warm up even more.
Should be a beautiful day for the opening of the state fair. Warm weather. Over the weekend, skies will be clear. Some cloudiness in the Dakotas. Maybe a shower here and there tomorrow in the Dakotas. But Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa will remain fair over the weekend. So if you're planning something for the weekend, you should be able to do it no matter what it is, as far as the weather's concerned. Lows tonight in the 50s, highs tomorrow in the 80s, and in some places up into the 90s. A look at the Twin Cities in just 1 minute.
What does it mean to you if your Oldsmobile dealer is a yes man? Plenty. It means you can get YES, year-end savings, on any new rocket in his stock right now. Yes. Start enjoying that new Olds now. It's engineered for your greater comfort, safety, and driving satisfaction. See the yes man, the Olds dealer nearest you, now.
He's the man who has everything you want in a new car. He's the man who has everything.
Twin Cities weather. Fair, a little warmer today through tomorrow. Those winds are southwesterly, 8 to 15 miles an hour, diminishing tonight. The expected high today, 88. Low tonight, 58. High tomorrow, 92. Gee, they planned a beautiful day for that Humphrey wedding tomorrow. Low tomorrow night, 60. Currently in our Twin Cities, skies are clear, gorgeous. Barometer is falling slowly, 29.95. Humidity, 48%. Wind, southwest at 12. The CCO temperature officially 82 degrees. 82 in the Twin Cities. Here's some music for you on Boone in the Afternoon. They put on a nice song. That's the Gunter Kallman German Chorus, with a more contemporary song, Strangers in the Night.
This is Alan Gray with Cones from the Northland Pine Tree. One evening, a fellow I know was in no condition to find his way home after a pleasant celebration. So he called his wife to pick him up. When his wife asked where he was, he peered out of the phone booth and mumbled into the phone that he was at the corner of Walk and Don't Walk. Matter of fact, have you noticed that whenever they print a map of one of those freeways in the paper, it always seems to be printed upside down? I've seen a dozen maps of whatever they're doing to the Lowry Hill bottleneck, and I understand it less than ever. Maybe I should stop trying. Stick to selling Northland ice cream. I do understand that. We simply take the finest fresh cream, the best fruits and flavors from all over the world, blend and freeze them like we've been doing these many years, and presto. You've got a dessert the family will drool over. If you think all ice cream is the same, get prepared for a surprise. Northland ice cream is better because it's Northland. That may sound silly, but it's true. Alan Gray for Northland.
Here's where you can get it. Lincoln Drug, 1300 Nicollet, Chrysler, at 824 West 50th. Gee, they're selling ice cream now. Kersey Food Center at 2405 Central. Those are some of the places. Say, let me correct what I gave you for the weather. This has been a crazy kind of day. There's so much going on. The fair is getting underway, and we have two big sports events for you today. The Vikings at... Aren't the Vikings on at 5:30? 5:30, right? Yeah. And then at 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, Twins will be at Chicago. That ought to be fun. 85 degrees right now. 85 with a southwest breeze at 10 miles an hour. Humidity 45%. The barometer's falling 29.92. I wanted to correct those figures I gave you on the weather. Skies are clear. It's a beautiful day. 85.
This is Pat Bright. I'm always looking for meals that can be made in a hurry. I'm especially delighted with the recipes I found in the September issue of Family Circle magazine. These complete menus and easy recipes are great for busy days, and they look and taste as if you'd spent hours preparing them. If you love cooking, if you're interested in beauty, health, and fashions, you'll find that Family Circle can give you invaluable help to better homemaking all around. Buy a copy today and see if you won't agree with me.
All right, baby. 17 after 3. Say, the Van Brockman Show starts this afternoon at 5:20 following Point of Law. So it'll be the news following this show at 5, and then Point of Law, and then the Norm Van Brocklin Show, and then Vikings NFL football tonight, 5:20. And following football, we'll hear the Twins at Chicago. Isn't that nice? Walter Wanderley from Brazil and the girl from Ipanema. Gary Marshall, good-looking, young British fellow. British chap is going to sing you a song in just a minute. It's 20 minutes past 3 now. It's 85 at WCCO Temp in our Twin Cities, and all the baseball games are under the lights tonight.
We're on the scene for another dramatization. We've brought our microphones to the corner of 6th and Robert in St. Paul. The idea is to pass along the opinion of the man from Minnesota, what he thinks of filter smoking. You're from St. Paul, sir?
No, I come from a place called Brea, Minnesota. You know where that is?
Oh, sure, certainly.
I think I ought to tell you a lot of people out there don't think the way that I do.
Hey, you're kind of independent?
More than kind of, I'm afraid.
Well, no matter, sir. Go ahead.
Well, what I think about filter smoking is that most filters are pretty thin tasting.
You mean no flavor?
Yeah, I mean they haven't got enough flavor to stick in a gnat's eye.
But if you can't taste them, why smoke them?
You're right. Who needs it?
But you smoke a filter.
Yeah, but this is different.
Old gold filters?
Old gold filters, that's right.
Flavor, lots.
You just give me flavor, that's all.
Well, old gold filters gives. Take a tip from the man from Minnesota. Smoke old gold filters, the cigarette for independent people. A delicious mixture of rich tobacco flavors. Flavors that never came through a filter before. Old gold filters, try them.
Here's a showstopper. His name's Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall. That's a song we haven't heard in a long time. That's Cole Porter, isn't it? I Concentrate on You.
Ride with the winner, Plymouth. Ride with the winner now. Ride with the winner, Plymouth. Ride with the winner now.
Belvedere, Red Hot Plymouth for 66. Now at year-end savings, a red hot buy at a special year-end price. Your nearby Plymouth dealer is making great trades on Plymouth Belvedere, giving all he can to clear out his remaining 66s and make room for the 67s. So he's ready to do business, ready to give you a great buy on Belvedere. But hurry, while there's still some choice in models, colors, and options. Ride with the winner, Plymouth, the great car by Chrysler Corporation.
Ride with the winner, Plymouth. Ride with the winner now!
Here's one of the contemporary sounds. That's by the Sandpipers. Those are the Sandpipers with the very popular Quantanamera. And lady called on party line and said, how do you spell that? Well, here it is. G-U-A-N-T-A, Quanta, N-A-N-A-Mera, M-E-R-A, Quantanamera, done by the Sandpipers. Say, in a minute, Mike Wallace will be here. Right now, it's 3:29. Time to make a mental note that lowest long-distance rates start at 8 this evening.
Isn't it great to phone after 8 when station rates are down? Talking away at the end of the day when station rates are down.
Long distance rates are lowest of all after 8 p.m. each weekday. In fact, you can make a 3-minute station call to anywhere in the United States except Hawaii or Alaska for $1 or less. So remember, after 8, you get the lowest rate. Isn't there someone far away you'd like to talk to this evening?
Make it a date to phone after 8 when station rates are down.
Have a call with a long distance call when station rates are down.
And don't forget the same bargain rates are in effect all day Sunday, too.
When station rates are down.
CCO Tap in our Twin Cities, a beautiful 85 degrees. What a lovely day. What a day to be out there in the lake, fishing or sailing or just plain loafing, or on the golf course, or just playing out in the backyard. 85 degrees, 3:30 now, Central Daylight Time, and football and baseball both tonight. Studios, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 830. This is WCCO.
This is Dimension, and this is Mike Wallace with today's personal close-up. On stage, comedian Woody Allen appears shy and withdrawn. He clutches the microphone as if for support, and he covers his balding head with his arms as if to ward off physical blows. Yet, squirming and fidgeting the while, he delivers some of the most inventive and some of the most improbable dialogue heard in any nightclub or any television program. He talks about people who perspire audibly. He calls himself a latent heterosexual. And explaining his actual divorce from his first wife, he laments that she was immature. Whenever she came into the bathroom while I was taking a bath, he pouts, she would sink my toy boats. My close-up on comedian Woody Allen in a moment.
Stop the big scratch. Fleas and ticks almost eating your dog up alive. Get Hartz Mountain Flea and Tick Killer in the spray can. It kills fleas, ticks, lice all over your dog all summer long. So stop the big scratch with Hartz Mountain Flea and Tick Killer. At 98 cents, it's more than a bargain. It's a blessing.
Offstage, Woody Allen appears as much a shrinking violet as he does on stage. Here is his own appraisal of the manner of man that is Woody Allen.
I'm shy, withdrawn, terribly sensitive, and scared. Let's not forget that. It's a big scuffle getting up on stage all the time. Not like, say, Jerry Lewis, who just was bursting to get out in front of an audience. You know, I enjoy performing, but it's frightening. And I'm just frightened of getting, sadistically beaten.
Brooklyn-born Woody Allen has parlayed his idiosyncrasies into at least a $300,000 a year income, an interesting figure for somebody who was thrown out of two colleges in 1 year. I asked Woody how he spends his money.
The government gets most of it. I pay my lawyer, my tax consultant for giving it to the government cleverly, my accountant, my managers, my press agent, alimony, my psychoanalyst. I squander a certain amount, and I'm left, like Joe Lewis.
Incidentally, that psychoanalyst gets a considerable portion of the Allen fortune, since Woody has been visiting him regularly for 9 years, as often as 4 and 5 times a week. I asked Woody what he finds to talk about.
Oh, I just muse on things. I pop in, nip in, and it's air-conditioned, and lay down, and I just muse on sex, futility, the water shortage, because I can always think of something to say.
Woody Allen considers a serious view of life in just a moment.
Is it true that Julie Andrews wants to leave her Mary Poppins image behind? Has Sweet Julie become a sophisticated Hollywood star? The new issue of Look magazine presents a candid interview with Julie Andrews and answers these questions as it paints an illuminating picture of Julie as she is today. Look tells about her special brand of energy, her warmth, her resentment of people who want her to be Mary Poppins forever. Look also previews Julie Andrews' big new film, Hawaii, based on the James Michener novel. In breathtaking color photos, you'll see why Hawaii is the paradise of the Pacific and truly a tourist's delight. Also in Look, you'll want to read My Husband, Ernest Hemingway, a moving interview with the widow of the great author. Get the issue of Look with Julie Andrews on the cover and see for yourself why Look is bigger than life. Why, it's the best-selling magazine in its field. Get Look, tough magazine to ignore if you want to keep up with a changing world.
Peering through his horn-rimmed glasses, impish Woody Allen views a world in which everything seems a subject for comedy. I asked if there is anything about which he holds a serious view.
A serious view? Gee, I don't know. I don't think about it that much.
Politics, Vietnam, the stock market, none of these things bother you very much.
Well, politics and the stock market certainly don't. I don't read the newspaper. I find it all a garbled bunch of nonsense. Vietnam, I classify into politics.
Then what do you spend your time thinking about mostly? Jokes?
Jokes and record albums and little blonde girls and tweed. And, stuff like that.
Woody Allen. This has been Dimension on the CBS Radio Network, and this is Mike Wallace. On Monday, historian James McGregor Burns, a personal close-up.
All right, Mike. James McGregor Burns. That name is not familiar to me. Is it to you? We'll find out who he is on Monday. And, of course, Monday we'll be at the State Fair. We're looking forward to seeing you there, too. 85 degrees in this lovely Friday afternoon at 25 minutes before 4.
Oh, dear, the little whistle, call for rain bells, the perfect beer.
It takes so little to get so much of what you want in a beer, when the beer you get is a grain belt. Look into it. Perfection in a bottle. The frosty, crackling crispness of perfect beer. Tall and tempting. With an honest beer taste that could only start with Grain Belt's own perfect brewing water. And that's the secret. A brewing secret Grain Belt shares with you in every bottle. Let yourself in on it. Soon.
Give a little whistle. Call for Grain Belt, the perfect beer. Diamond clear, perfect beer.
Man, that's what beer is all about.
Grain Belt beer.
And the news, we'll have news at 55 for you. Another mistake in Vietnam, our own airplanes bombing our own soldiers. And Morley Safer from CBS News almost got it. He's quite a correspondent. He won a Peabody Award for his reports from Vietnam. Met him in New York. An exciting man. And we'll have details in that story and stories all around the world at 55 on CCO News. Here's Skitch. That fine? That's Skitch Henderson and Kearsaw. President's birthday tomorrow. He'll be 58. I thought he was older than that. I don't know why. He looks older than 58, doesn't he? The rigors of that job, I guess. 85 right now in our Twin Cities, 85 degrees.
Hey, Mr. American Motors Rambler Dealer, you the guy who hits the gong every time someone says National Mind-Changing Month?
I'm the guy.
Well, cut it out. I live next door, and it's like living inside Big Ben. I mean, gong, 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 all day long.
Say, do you know that every minute of every working day, two more families make their choice a new American Motors car? Take a look at this Rambler American Rogue.
You take a look. I already got a new car picked out, a great little car.
But this roomy Rambler Rogue with our brand new Typhoon 290 V8 engine is the swinging performer in the compact car class. I mean, that's quality built in, not added on.
Wow.
Vinyl hardtops are optional. And bucket seats and double safety brakes are standard.
No kidding.
And you get a mind-changing deal, too.
Gong, gong, gong.
How's that?
I said hit the gong. I'll take the car. It is National Mind-Changing Month.
Meet the Mind Changers at your American Motors Rambler dealer. Get a great mind-changing deal now during National Mind-Changing Month.
Oh, right in the ear. 20 minutes before 4, it's 85, the WCCO temp. Oh, boy, this makes up for all the rainy, you know, days we had last week. This is gorgeous today. You know, there comes a time in every woman's life when she dreams of having a brand new sparkling kitchen with work-saving appliances that let her enjoy meal planning and preparing and show the family how great a cook she really is. And if this, my lady, describes you, here's a tip. Visit Plywood, Minnesota, and take a look at their modern-made kitchen appliances, and you'll see the most beautiful color-keyed appliances in both gas and electric. Every type of cooking appliance is available. Also at Plywood, Minnesota, you'll see the fabulous modern-made automatic dishwasher, which has a built-in garbage grinder, a hygienic wash and dry, and a six-button control so you get a completely sanitary wash with no pre-rinsing required. You can see modern-made appliances at the new Betty Crocker Kitchens. You know, the brand-new Betty Crocker Kitchens, seven in all, are having their grand opening in new quarters. They're beautiful. That's at the General Mills building on Highway 12 and County Road 18, easy to get to. And the public opening is scheduled for Friday night, that's tonight, and tomorrow and Sunday, August 26th, 27th, and 28th. So those new kitchens open today. Modern made appliances sold by Plywood, Minnesota. Haven't heard Peter, Paul, and Mary in a long time? Well, here they are. Very big with the younger set. That's Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's a new one of theirs called The Other Side of This Life. It's Quarter of four, it's 85 in our Twin Cities.
Camel's real taste. It's a taste that's well worth knowing. Satisfies longer. Camel's real taste. Lots of men know it. Millions of them. Satisfies longer. Camel's real taste. Satisfies longer. The best taste you can get. Camel tastes like no other cigarette. You gotta smoke it to know it. So if you've forgotten how satisfying a real cigarette can taste, then get to know Camel. Camel's real taste satisfies longer. Have a Camel cigarette.
On Mike Wallace's show, he mentioned that Monday he'll be talking with James McGregor Burns, and I mentioned I was not familiar with that name. And Bob Roth was painting his house to CCO and called. And he is familiar with Mr. Burns. James McGregor Burns is a historian and has done quite a bit of research on the history of the Office of President of the United States. Apparently he's just written a book. And that's the gentleman that Mike Wallace will be talking with on Monday on Personal Close-Up. Say this from WCCO Radio News. The Richfield Police Department has asked WCCO Radio to help locate Harold Blattner of 7505 Bryant Avenue South in Richfield. Harold is believed to be in the northern part of Minnesota. Harold Blattner of Richfield is asked to contact Chief Johnson of the Richfield Police for an emergency message.
By Jove, Chad and Jeremy.
Baby said good morning. She made me mad at her evil.
That's the London Mob sound you'll hear at Minnesota State Fair's new Young America Center. Good show. Lots more that's thrilling. Brilliant night shows. The Royal American Midway's new rides and shows. 100 acres of farm exhibits. Expanded wildlife and nature shows. And auto races, horse shows, space tower. It's all exciting. Don't miss Minnesota State Fair.
Oh, that is such nice guitar. That's Howard Roberts and a Broadway tune. On a clear day, you can see forever.
Look out! Watch it!
The staggering number of car accidents this year is frightening. Many of these accidents could have been prevented if persons buying tires remembered they spend hundreds of dollars a year on life and accident insurance for protection, yet risk their lives by saving a few pennies on tires. How many pennies is a life worth? There are all kinds of tires. Some are made especially to be sold at discount prices. There is one tire that, for only a few pennies more, assures you protection and safety. That's the Remington Super Premium Society tire, the tire that gives you an unconditional guarantee for 36 months against all road hazards. Remington tires are made to save lives, not pennies. Yet you can buy Remington 4-ply nylon cord tires for less than the price of the 2-ply rayon cord tires that are standard equipment on most new cars. See your Remington dealer, who is identified by the bright new green and white Remington tire sign. Remington tires are distributed by the S&M Company and sold by over 550 dealers, such as
Hector Motors in DeGraff, Minnesota, also 4th Street Parking in Minneapolis at 300 South 4th. Remember, Remington tires are built to save lives, not pennies.
Remember?
Let's have a little music. Here's Jane. Jane sounded great on with Viking this morning, didn't she? If only Virginia Graham would have let her talk a little more.
Up every day at 6, bacon and eggs to fix. In other house.
Jane Morgan, queen of the house.
Remember when the school nurse told you that your youngster needed glasses? Seemed a shame to pay $25, $30, $35 or more for glasses for the kids when their correction is going to change, maybe even year to year. But when your children need glasses, you put out the money just like most families have to do. But today,
Thousands of families bring their children to the Plymouth Optical Company, and they usually pay $11.95 or very little more for their children's glasses. So here's a reminder that there's an extra family discount if more than one member of your family is fitted for glasses on the same visit. So it'll pay you to stop in at Plymouth Optical Company. Remember, glasses, as little as $11.95. Offices in downtown Minneapolis on 6th Street, opposite the Dyckman Hotel. In St. Paul on University Avenue, opposite Ward's. In northeast Minneapolis, in the suburbs of St. Louis Park, Richfield, Fridley, and Crystal. And outstate in St. Cloud, Moorhead, Duluth, and Winona. Plymouth Optical Company.
85 degrees in our Twins. News in a minute on CCO.
Is there a way you can have white teeth? I mean really white? Yes. Vadi Makem toothpaste. Vadi Makem comes from Sweden. It's used over there for the same purpose it's used here, to get teeth white. The appearance of your teeth is important. They shouldn't have stains or be dingy looking. Teeth should be nice and white. Vadi Makem cleans away stains, gets teeth whiter and whiter. Use Vadi Makem for naturally white teeth.
WCCO Radio News. New industrial school proposed for the Twin Cities. Dick Anroth reporting the news for your dairy farmer members of the American Dairy Association, who remind you to drink milk for vitality, and brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan of Minneapolis, with offices in downtown Minneapolis, St. Louis Park, Richfield, Wayzata, and Crystal.
When you look around the South, you're sure to find it's true. There's a branch of First Federal right near you. They've got 8,005 branches right around the corner from you.
Looking for an easier way to save than at First Federal of Minneapolis? Give up. You'll never find it. At First Federal, you can start your account by mail and save by mail at any of our 8,005 branches. And you'll earn the top rate paid on insured passbook savings in this area, currently 4.5% per year, or 4.58% with the additional profit of compounding. Best of all, you can save what you want, when you want, and withdraw what you need when you need it. No questions asked. The best way to handle your savings is with a passbook savings account at First Federal. No doubt about it.
Get the top return. Passbook savings get earned at First Federal Savings and Loan.
Offices in downtown Minneapolis, St. Louis Park, Richfield, Wayzata, and Crystal.
Another First Federal branch will open soon in the Southdale Medical Building, 66th and France. Suburban offices, First Federal, open tonight and every Friday till 7:30. There may be another trade school in the Twin Cities, this one designed for minority group members seeking specialized training for specialized jobs. Edgar Pillow, the employment coordinator for the Hennepin County Office of Economic Opportunity, announced today a plan to start a Twin Cities Opportunities Industrialization Center. The center would provide free training in technical fields and would be financed through private donations and federal, state, and local grants. Pillow indicated a similar program in Philadelphia started with $2.5 million in federal and state grants. Pillow said that a drive is currently underway in the Twin Cities to solicit private donations. A site for the proposed school has not been selected, but the Reverend Stanley King in Minneapolis, according to Pillow, is a possible director for the center. Right now, it's 2.5 minutes until 4, and that's Milk Vitality Cooler time. What's a Milk Vitality Cooler? Why, it's a delicious summer drink that you make yourself with milk, ice cream, and your favorite flavorings. Here's an easy recipe from the American Dairy Association. Beat a cup of orange sherbet until it softens, then add a cup of ice-cold milk and stir until frothy. Garnish with a mint leaf. That's all there's to it. Join the crowd who have discovered the new fun way to drink your vitality. Start sipping Milk Vitality Coolers. For the closing Dow Jones averages, the industrials were down 11.81, closing at the lowest it's been since January of 1964, at 780.56. The market has dropped 60 points in the last 2 weeks, has been down 10 of the last 11 sessions, and 45 out of the past 51. Rails down 3.59, utilities down 1.82, and the sales volume 8,190,000 shares. Two Fairmont, Minnesota brothers were fatally injured yesterday in two separate airplane crashes. The victims were 18-year-old James Allsworth and his 21-year-old brother, Gene. The two were spraying corn on a farm 17 miles southeast of Fairmont when the plane James was flying crashed. He suffocated and burned to death in the wreckage. Authorities said that Gene Allsworth's plane went down when he apparently panicked on seeing his brother's aircraft go down. Gene died in a Fairmont hospital early today. The Minneapolis and Suburban Committee to Support Your Local Police will meet in Robbinsdale tonight. All Minneapolis and suburban businesses invited to attend. A film of the rioting in the Watts District of Los Angeles will be shown. Ways and means will be discussed for demonstrating strong support for the various police departments in the Twin Cities. The meeting will be held at 3700 West Broadway starting at 8. Dick Anroth reporting the news for First Federal Savings and Loan of Minneapolis and for your dairy farmer members of the American Dairy Association who remind you to drink milk for vitality.
Hi, I'm Sid Collins, voice of the Indianapolis 500-mile race. I've just finished broadcasting my 19th race, and it was a thriller. The winner, Graham Hill, in a Lola car using STP oil treatment in the Ford engine. Graham is world champion in 1962, runner-up champ the last 3 years. How's it feel to win here at Indy?
Well, it was certainly a great thrill, Sid, and I'm very pleased.
I see an STP decal in your car, Graham. Will you be using STP in your passenger car, too?
I most certainly will, Sid. There doesn't seem to be anything like STP to protect against friction and wear, and this was surely proved again at Indy this year.
Thanks, Graham, and congratulations. Motorists, take a tip from Graham Hill, Indianapolis 500 winner, and the next seven top finishers, too, and from millions and millions of motorists in cars like yours. The first time you need oil, every time you change oil, add STP oil treatment. Service stations everywhere.
Come to the Minnesota State Fair and see the exciting auto races starting tomorrow, running through Labor Day. STP oil treatment will be used by most of the race cars. Twin City temperature 85 degrees, humidity 45%.